on the, I'm not sure I got this right, but was it something about using the body in states of bliss or really extreme well-being?
Yes.
And then,
that's a good way of putting it, extreme well-being. Mm-hmm.
But I've been in states like that, and in those states, my body seems to disappear.
Yes, I mean, to a certain degree, but I think it's important that
the awareness.
Yeah, there's a to a certain degree, but it's not disembodied. I think that's the aspect that. Is helpful for this progression, that one isn't, there are definitely times when, the mind becomes very peaceful, very clear, very blissful, and, the body, one doesn't seem to experience the body because of the overwhelming nature of the emotional or mental experience. But in terms of this gradual path, that there is a kind of an anchoring of that experience, so that it doesn't become disembodied and therefore kind of disjointed, and that's an important part of that cultivation of, because it isn't so much the experience of of extreme well-being that is the goal. It's the ability to gain clarity and stability so that one can see through the experience as something that is uncertain or impermanent, as a changing nature, which the mind oftentimes it wants to disregard that. And then also the tendency to so that identification of self with experience on a refined mental level is tempered by the body experience. So then that it helps one to be able to relinquish and let go and not identify with a mental event that sometimes doesn't have a reference point. So that's in terms of a tool, it's very, very helpful.
Are you saying that you can be attached to these states?
Oh, totally. Wow, wait, this is better to attach to than most other things. in terms of logic. But it's very helpful.
Yeah.
It's very helpful, yeah. It's a very good reminder.